There's no hard scientific data on whether or not playing violent video games actually leads to violent behavior, but this has not slowed down public debate. The blockbuster sales of some particularly blood-soaked titles and several recent violent crimes in which games consoles are blamed as accomplices have brought video games out of the Best Buy and into an uncomfortable limelight. Alabama, Maryland, and Illinois are all on the list of states considering tougher measures to keep violent video games out of the hands of minors. The games they're worried about are light years beyond the pixelated brawls in Nintendo's ice hockey, and instead it's the digital mayhem of Grand Theft Auto or Halo 2.
Enemy spotted.
We'll leave you to imagine the graphics for that scene. Some violent games are unmistakable. Others wrap their shoot-'em-up scenes in complex plots. Where does one draw the line? Possibly the answer is the same as Justice Potter Stewart's definition of pornography. I know it when I see it. That isn't good enough for the Illinois House of Representatives, which yesterday debated a bill to ban the sale to minors of video games that portray sexually explicit images or human-on-human violence. There was a passionate discussion and a nuanced one. State Representative Robert Molaro took issue with the bill's sponsor, Representative Linda Chapalavia, over how the violence is committed.
I want to know, just for legislative intent, how far are we going on this? Because obviously, you know, they have a James Bond game. Or even like, you've seen the movies James Bond as opposed to the real. You know, when James Bond kills somebody and shoots him, it's like he almost kills him in a sporting way. You know, he's very English about it. You know, and when we have these James Bond games, they're not as violent as, say, Grand Theft Auto. So, I mean, when you say human on human, is it got to be killed in a realistic way?
The questions did not end there. That game you heard a clip of, Halo 2, came in for some scrutiny. In it, human characters battle aliens, not other humans, and Representative Molaro brought his concerns about defining the complexities of interstellar combat to the floor.
What if the human is, like, disguised as an alien? The only games I look, they look like aliens, and you have a human being. You saw the movie Predator or Alien, that kind of stuff. When we use human on human, what do we call these aliens? Just so we got it down what we're looking at.
Killing an alien wouldn't fall under the bill.
Pardon me, I didn't hear that. No, I'm serious. You know, in other words, in this bill we're still talking about, it's not asked to be human on human. If we have it where the humans are just killing aliens that look like human, would it still fall under this definition?
If it's an alien that looks like a human, which is an alien, yes, Senator Representative.
What if he just has pointy ears? Well, despite all those concerns, the bill passed the Illinois House by a wide margin, with Representative Molaro casting a vote in favor. The bill, with the support of Illinois' governor, now goes to the state Senate. Soon, if things go as expected, alien imposters on Chicago's digital streets may face little opposition to their planned global domination. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.